St. Lucia has taken decisive action to address the national decline in yam availability through a targeted training initiative led by the Caribbean Agriculture Research and Development Institute, CARDI, in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security and Rural Development. Responding to concerns from farmers and retailers, CARDI, supported by the Inter-American Institute of Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA, worked with the Ministry's Tissue Culture Laboratory to mass multiply local and imported yam varieties using advanced tissue culture technology. The process enabled the rapid production of thousands of high-quality plantlets, with more than 20,000 expected to be ready for farmers by August 2026. The workshop equipped farmers with essential tools in handling and cultivating tissue-cultured plantlets, ensuring strong field performance for higher yields. Farmers were also introduced to two new climate-resilient varieties, the CIRAD 178 and the CIRAD 169, which can withstand both extreme drought and waterlogging. CARDI country representative and scientist Barry Innocent highlighted the importance of this initiative.
So the pathway that was taken is to generate from local planting material to use the tissue culture process, which can do thousands of plants in a shorter space of time than the normal natural propagation way. And in so doing, the CARDI and ICA partnered and worked with the Ministry of Agriculture through the Tissue Culture Laboratory to go through the process of thousands of tissue culture plants in yams.
CARDI's technical team included a visiting yam agronomist who continued supporting farmers as the island prepared for a major boost in yam production. This collaborative effort strengthened food security, improved resilience, and supported the long-term sustainability of St. Lucia's agricultural sector. From the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Rural Development, Chevroy Marius.